It all started in the rainforests of Brazil. As a final attempt to stop the careless destruction of her beautiful rainforests, Mother Nature, in a fury of fire amid the screams of wildlife forced into extinction, created a defense weapon. But somehow those devils got into the States, maybe with that shipment of frog legs, bound for Frank's restaurant in downtown L.A. Well, they multiplied in the sewers and parks, where they slept by day and sucked blood after dark, transmitted rabies and AIDS. No one was safe.
From the vampire frogs, vampire frogs, vampire frogs, vampire frogs, vampire frogs.
Well, they called on Batman, but he was no help. Even gallant Snoopy gave up with a yelp. Everybody was doomed, everyone for himself. But from the Texas swamps came word of a man, just across the border from old Louisiana. A hermit dude known as Gig'em Sam. He was our last chance.
Against the vampire frogs. Vampire frogs. Vampire frogs.
So Gig'em Sam, that frog gigging man, took a dozen swamp dudes in a beat-up van, with their gig poles in hand to make a final stand. When they got to L.A., they were ready to fight, speared those slimy fanged creatures left and right, till there weren't any more of those varmints in sight.
No more vampire frogs, vampire frogs, vampire frogs, vampire frogs.
And that's it for the 6 o'clock news this October 31st. Wait, this just handed me. A very unusual and unexplainable disturbance was reported this afternoon at the Sanguine High School Biology Building. 13 students were taken to the hospital with mysterious red marks about the body. All of the victims were unable to speak and appeared very pale. The teacher, presently under sedation, keeps repeating nonsense words which sound like Kermit's revenge. More on this mysterious mishap on the 10 o'clock news.
Vampire Frogs by Sneaky Pete on the Dr. Demento Show, requested by Glenn from Reseda. Sneaky Pete, by the way, is just winding up a half year of studies at Harvard and heading home to Texas A&M, where he's a highly respected biology professor who moonlights as a roots rock and roll singer who writes a demented song now and then, like that last one.